393-3700 is the McLaren Health Plan phone line, where we head out to talk with Dr. John Braccio, who's the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. It's time for Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Check out Dr. Braccio's website at drjohnb.com. I know that Dr. Braccio's all fired up about his Michigan State Spartan football team playing at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis Saturday night against Ohio State. Big Ten championship coming the Spartans' way. If he can help it, Dr. Braccio will be front row center, I'm sure. Dr. B, how are you?
Well, buoyant. We'll be going down to Indianapolis, and if it's anything like it was 2 years ago, it's going to be astonishingly exciting and fun.
I'd like
a different outcome.
What was it like 2 years ago?
It was just the whole idea. You know, it was the championship game. You had Wisconsin people were certainly there in force. Michigan State people were there in force. And the way Indianapolis is set up, this giant kind of like a square where there's restaurants, there's bars, there's a mall, and it's set up for people to be congregating. It's just a marvelous place to put a mass of people in a good mood, looking forward to an exciting sporting event in a wondrous facility. That Lucas Field is really quite a place. So it's, I think, a marvelous place. And this year, with everything MSU is playing for, I think it's quite a marquee game. Michigan State has a chance to, without any help, go to the Rose Bowl and has a chance to knock out a team that wants to play for the national championship. So it's in top offense, top defense. It'll be a festive, jolly, wonderful occasion is my prediction for anyone who goes.
We're in that 5-week holiday period where it's a time of great joy and fun for a lot of us, but it could be a time of depression for many, including people who are generally happy. Tell us about that, Dr. B.
Well, I will. We're taking quite a shift, Tony, from the excitement of the bowl game now to a very difficult time of year for a lot of people, but a very relevant discussion. This is a time of year. There's a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety. It starts right around Thanksgiving, goes right to the new year, where people are having to meet with people that they might not want to see, relatives or friends. They're in a situation where they're spending maybe more money than they ought to be spending due to, you know, pressures in terms of gifts or visiting, going places. It's a time of year that people eat too much, they drink too much, they don't prioritize things for themselves, they don't make time for themselves, they often have memories of the past that are no longer in place. There are people that are alone, distant from family. So there's a myriad of reasons that people can be unhappy. And I don't want to say everybody is this way, but if these are the kinds of things that are happening to you, you have to take a time out. You have to look at your life. You have to look at where you are. You have to make some choices. You either have to make peace maybe with some family members you didn't want to see or don't want to see, or you're going to have to not see these members if that happens. If you have a certain amount of money to spend, that's the amount that you're going to have to spend. If you have to buy things, go places, you have to prioritize to make sure that you don't just overwhelm yourself. You have to, before you begin eating, decide what you're going to eat. You have to make sure if you have any tendency, proclivity, call it what you will, towards drinking too much or being in a situation where you might, to determine prior to that what you're going to do, what you're not going to do. If you're feeling lonely and feeling kind of out of it, then I think it's a time to reach out, try to talk to people, try to sort things out that can put you in a better mood. You can go to church activities. You can go to civic activities. You can do a lot of things. But this can be a very difficult time for people, in addition to those that really are having an exciting time. And if you can help others feel better, then I suggest you try to do that also.
Dr. Braccio, before I let you go, there is a person in my building that I work with. I don't know him very well, but he's always got a frown on his face and kind of a quiet guy. What can we do as individuals to reach out to those people, maybe to brighten up their day?
I think sometimes just saying hello, you know, just letting them know they're there, that you care about them in a positive way, not overboard, but just in a nice way. I think it's just saying hello to people, finding something that they may have an interest in, or if they have a dog, if they have a cat, if they have a friend, if they are married, if they have children, whatever it might be, try to find something that you know they like and care for, and try to use that as a conversation piece. People like to talk about their dog. People like to talk about their spouse. People like to talk about their kids. People like to talk about friends. People like to talk about their travels. Just find some things that you have in common with the person. But the first thing to do is just be friendly, say hello, and don't take the grumpy response as a reason not to say hello or not be friendly, because people like that really need people to be friendly and nice to them, maybe to turn their little Scrooge-like heart, if you will, into something more positive.
Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. We've been speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. I'm telling you, check out Dr. B's website at drjohnb.com. There's some interesting and fun information there. Dr. Braccio, we're going to the Rose Bowl. I feel it in my bones.
Hallelujah, and I was at the last one, and I'll be at this one. How does that sound? I'm ready to go.
Sounds good. We'll talk with you soon.
Okay, my friend. Bye-bye.